Okay, today's daf is Kriya's daf Chaf Beis, and I think there was apologize for any technical difficulties with the website. I hope it was fixed now by the ones behind it, and those who were able to take care of it, we thank them very much, and hopefully everything is working now. Anyway, so today's schedule. Today is the daf, and then after today, there won't be a daf until after Yontif. I'm going to be away, and then I have a simcha on Sunday morning at the Kotel. I'm not going to be able to give it, so we'll start again, regular schedule, Monday after Yontif, Bezrat Hashem. But today we have Kriya's daf Chaf Beis. Okay, so we'll start again with Amar Rav. On Chaf Aleph Amar Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Dam Dagim Shekinso Aser. As we know, we're talking about the Isser of Dam, of different types of beings, of people, of animals, of fish, of Shratzim, different levels, as we have said. There's the level of an Isser Kares, that's Mamish Dam, then there's the level of the Isser Lav, Lavim, and then there's what is mutter. Doesn't have the status of dam at all. So, a fish is one of those, that on a d'oraisa level, it is mutter. But on a d'rabana level, it says here, dam dagim, shekinso aser. But if you have fish blood that you gather together and it's in a cup, so that's aser because of marasayin. Rashi says, the michlev bedam mehema. It will get mixed up with dam behema, vaharoe omer, mutter, le'echol, dam. Anyone who sees will say it's mutter to eat dam. So it's interesting that Rashi says that. I think we mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he writes, might be others also, but Rav Moshe at least has it as well, that there's two ideas that we find in the Gemara. Sometimes we find the idea of maris ayin, sometimes we find the idea of chshad. What is the difference between the two? Rav Moshe says, for example, if you look in the Chanukah Gemara in Misach HaShabbos, you have the Me'ikar Adin that one has to light, put a Chanukiah in both windows. If one has two windows on opposite sides of the house, you have to put a Chanukiah on both sides of the house. We don't do that Bezman Hazeh once they stopped lighting outside. And we went inside, even if we go back outside today, but we don't do that anymore. But Me'ikar Adin, you have to light on both sides. Why? Because people might think, if you only have one side, then you didn't light a menorah. Does that mean that they're going to think, oh, I didn't realize you don't have to light a Chanukiah on Chanukah? No, of course not. Of course they will. They'll just think badly of you. Says Rav Moshe, that's chshad. Maris Ayin is different. Maris Ayin is that people will think, oh, I didn't know this restaurant is kosher. I didn't know that this, I didn't know that. Right? The whole kidneys issue. One of the reasons for the original svaras for the minog of kidneys was because people are going to say, hey, this, you're allowed to make this bread? I guess you can make that bread too. So that's a Maris Ayin issue. So if you would have read this Gemara about blood of fish, so what would you have said? Oh, I didn't realize that blood is not a problem. I might have said that it's more of a chshad issue. The Gemara doesn't say. I might have said it was a chshad, that people are going to think you're doing something wrong, you're drinking blood. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, v'haroa omer mutter lechol dam. Rashi says that the issue here is a maris ayin issue, in Rav Moshe's words, that people are going to think that blood is not us. It doesn't say in the Torah, lo sochol kol dam. Well, Tzarech Ian, to figure out exactly why Rashi says that. Why does in Rashi suffice that it's okay? Chshad is enough. Either way, that is an important ha'ara in Rashi. Good. Vaiter, let's continue. Meisvei. Dam dog and dam chagavim mutter avila chachila. We have a brisa that says that fish, the Tosefta says that dam dogim is mutter avila chachila. So, isn't that a problem? It's against Rav. So says the Gemara, if it's not gathered up, you're just eating fish, it happens to have blood in it, so then that's mutter, because it's not another halachic status of blood. Kika amarav bishakinsu. When did Rav say that it is aser bishakinsu? When you gather it together, people could see it and it looks like blood. That's when it's a problem. Dichvasa gabe. So one second. So you have they had chilek within fish. So dichvasa gabe mahal cheshtayim bishalo kinsu mi aser. So if you have the parallel by Mahal Cheshtayim, by people. As we said yesterday, the Tosfos Yantif and the Aruch HaNer, why it's called Mahal Cheshtayim here and not Adam. So if you have a parable of Mahal Cheshtayim, Bishalo Kinsu. If it's not gathered together, me Asur. Is it Asur? Bishalo Kinsu? V'hatanya, then we learn in a Braisa. Dam Shal Gavi Kikar Gora V'achlo. If you have blood on a piece of bread. Let's see, somebody bit into something and there's blood on a piece of bread. So gorav ochle, you could rub it off, scrape it off, and then eat the bread. Shalbena shinayim, but if it's in the teeth, motitso ubo lovena choshesh. Don't worry about it. So how does that work? How does the malachishtayim you don't mention the distinction between kintsu and lo kintsu. So Gemara says, Ki tanya hahi masnisa, when the Braisa said earlier that it is mutter by dagim, de isbe kishkishim. That's if you have scales floating around in the blood. So it's clear, mineu bay, that it is fish blood. And nobody's going to get confused. Ki akam arav, usser, when Rav said it is usser, the lesbe kishkishim. So according to Rav, even if it's kintsu, even if it's kintsu, it's going to be mutter if it's kishkishim floating around in there. It's only going to be usser if lesh bay kishkishim. Period. So that is the Gemara about the fish blood. But what's clear is if it is clear that it is not usser blood, then it is mutter. Right? So this comes up in various contexts. Comes up whenever you have a Maris Ayin issue. How clear does one have to make it? Let's say one is serving coffee for an after dinner drink, after a fleishik meal. So does one have to put, and one's using coffee rich or something that some non-dairy creamer. So does one have to be worried? Let's say you're serving out a simcha and you have it on a table with coffee and tea. So it could very well be that, you know, one has to make sure that it is known. Or do we assume that, oh, everybody knows nowadays that there's what's called non-dairy creamers. Everybody knows there's fish blood too. So that is a big discussion in the postgame that the caterers have to know exactly what to do in terms of leaving, making it clear that that is a type of milk that is not dairy. It all comes from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramat. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Pei Zayin, beginning of Hilchos Basa B'Challah. Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read you the line. There's no issue of eating dagim v'chagavim with milk. Right, that is the sar chayva of afilu b'chal of tahora mutar b'vishlo ba'na v'bachile nasa elim d'rabbanan. V'nagu says the Rama. V'nagu lasos chalav mishkedim to make milk from nuts. So that may be from coconuts. Have coconut milk. Umanichin ba b'sar of and eat coconut milk with chicken. Why? Ho v'eino rak mi d'rabbanan. It's only asa d'rabbanan anyway. Even if it was real milk, it'll be asa d'rabbanan. So you're talking about a maris ayin of a d'rabbanan? That's mutter. Avol b'sar behema, but if it's b'sar behema, meaning where it's a potential maris ayin of a d'oraisa, yesh lahaniach etzel hachalav shkedim, mishum maris ha'ayin. Put some nuts. If it's a maris ayin, if it is a d'oraisa, the Rama says you have to put some nuts there. That is the shita of the Rama. The Shachir quotes the Marshal, says no, even by the drabanan, you have to put nuts there. Avol marshal parakal basar lamed v'hach the dam dugim to be purim chayismem shavagilim lechol tana goes b'chalav shkedim shasar im loshi enich shkedim eslo ubetochan ubetziran lehekera uveprat gabi basar oh tigdal mechash tvei v'chein eskim achronim v'chein nir lafi es daiti tafil midi drabanan chashil maris ayin v'kam beduchti machlokas. The Shach quotes the marshal against the Rama, even by maris ayin drabanan, one has to be worried, and therefore one has to put the nuts into the milk. Machlokas between the Rama and the Marshal. The Par of Cheeseburgers. Par of Cheeseburgers, Vechulu, and the like. There are many. There are many that, many of these issues. A lot of things look like chametz too. Now, what would you say about Pesach noodles? Right? A Pesach pizza, whatever the case is. One has to, it's a serious issue in terms of eating it together. I assume those types of noodles, that's the fact that it's in the package and it says kosher Pesach on it. Right, so then that would be an issue. So that's how you solve the issue. But in terms of other cases where it's not so clear, right, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we had a shiur about dairy bread. So we spoke about the issur d'rabbanan of dairy bread is only mutter if A, it's small, and B, kein tura. So what does kein tura mean? The Rambam, Machlokes Rambam Rashi, we discussed that, and the Rambam said it looks like an ox eye. So it looks different, so everybody knows. But again, this is all issues of Maris Ayin. There's a lot of lumdis in that Machlokes Rambam and the Marshal in terms of Maris Ayin by an Issur D'Rabbanan. It might be when the Chazal asked the Issur D'Rabbanan, did they give it the status of the Daraisa? In terms of the Chefsa Shel Issur D'Rabbanan, so then you wouldn't make any distinctions between the Maris Ayin issues. But again, if it's just an Isser Gavra, so then one might be Mechalik between the two. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. So that was all about Dam Dagim. Next, what about human blood? As we said yesterday, Amar of Sheshes, Dam mahalchei shtayim afilu mitzvahs proshein bo. Dam of people. There's not even a mitzvah of separation. There's no even mitzvahs prosh. We'll get back to that. Meisvei, first the Brisa says, Dam atchol, dam halev, dam klayus, dam evarim, the dam of the spleen, of the heart, of all the limbs, of the kidneys, of the limbs, hara ila belosase. That's still asa darabanan. I'm sorry, still asa daraisa without kares. As we said, three levels. Kares, isa daraisa, mutter. So the dam of all these things are asa daraisa. Dam ha'alchishtayim, dam shratzim, urmasim, asur ve'ein chayavalav. And dam ha'alchishtayim are asur. And one is not chayiv. So how does that work with the shita of Rav Sheshes? Says the Gemara, Kitanya Asur, when do we say that it is Asur in this Tosefta? Dipiresh, if it already separated from the person. Rashi says, Shapirish ben Adam bikli o al gabi kikar. If it's separated, so that's when we're going to say it's Asur. Kika amar Rav Sheshes bidlo piresh. If it wasn't piresh, that's Asur, meaning if somebody has a cut in their mouth. Right, so then it's low pirish. That's why it's mutter. Kidatanya, the Brisa says, like we just had earlier, Dam shal gabi kikar gorov ochlo, shobena shinayim, motzei su bolei aveina choshish. If it's on a piece of bread, you gotta scrape it off, you're not allowed to eat that, that's pirish. But if it's bena shinayim, so then one is allowed to suck it up and swallow it, and one doesn't have to be worried. So that is about blood. That is about blood. If you look in the, poskim, the Darkei Tshuva, Munkat Rebbe. Darkei Tshuva in Yoredeya in Siman Samach Vav on the Siman about blood, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read the Shulchan Aruch first. Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Yud, Samach Vav Yud, Dam Adam, Impiresh Mimanu, Asr Mishamar Asayin. If blood separated, so that is Asr. Lefichach, Im Nashach HaKikar Bishinav, if I take a bite of something and I realize, oh, I have a cut in my mouth. V'yotza dam yishinav agabi kikar, tsarech legari, you have to scrape it off. Aval shebin ha-shinayim otzitzo. Bin ha-shinayim is mutter, if it's still inside my mouth. What's not in the Shulchan Aruch is the middle case. That's what Darkei Tshuva quotes. What if I have a cut on my finger? If it's in my mouth, so then it's fine. Didn't get the status of blood yet, and it's mutter, there's no marazayim. If it's in a cup, then it's aser, durabanan. What if it's on a finger? If I get a cut, what's our normal reaction? Right, we suck on the blood on a finger. So is that like ben hashinayim, or is that it's not pireish? So that's a little different. It's clear that it's from my finger, so there's no marasayin, but it's not in my mouth. So maybe it got this. Maybe it has the status already. So that is a machlokas aposkim. The Darkei Tshuva here quotes the Minchas Yaakov. Lady nim etzpa adam metaftev dam im mutter lemotzeso. The kasa do tolim machlokas Rashi v'tosfos. Because machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the reason? Because you don't see it, or because it is not, why is it mutter by the case of between the teeth? Because you don't see it, or because it's clear that it's from a human. It is because you don't see it. So then here on the figure you do see it. It is because it's clear that it's from a human being that'll be mutter anyway, even if it's on the figure. So this is the machlokas that's quoted that he quotes at the end. It might be usher because of Bal Tashaksu anyway, even forgetting the isser of dam. We mentioned yesterday, eating a live fish might not be usher because fish doesn't eat shchita, but it's Bal Tashaksu. The Magen Mishnah said at the beginning of Hilchos Shchita. So that's what he quotes. And then he quotes, for sure, just to suck it and swallow it is mutter. For sure, to spit it out would be mutter. That would be wouldn't be a gzeira of Shema Yivla. But either way, that's an important Darkei Tshuva right here in Samach Vav O Samach Ches in the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva is a kovetz. He gathers on all of Yoredeya. He gathers achronim from the 1800s. The Munkach Rebbe Tzvi Hirsch Shapiro Aved in the Kalkaj Munkach VaHagalil. It's a kovetz. Kovetz. I get a lot of. A lot gathered in the Darkei Tshuva. Okay, so that is number one. The other issue is the issue of basar adam. Somebody, is that what level of isser is that? We're talking about dam adam. So dam adam is not asser. What about basar adam? Go one step further. So that is my famous sheet of the Rambam. Famous. We'll make it famous right now. Of the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Shechita, and that is the Rambam holds basar adam is an isser asay. It is Asr. It's an Isser Aseh. Even though the Gemara sound like it's not Asr Daraisa at all, the Rambam says it is an Isser Aseh. Ha'adam, afal pi shenemar bo, v'yihi adam l'nefesh chaya. Even though it says in Bereishis that a person should be a nefesh chaya, so they're included in chaya, eina b'chal mine chaya, ba'alas parsa. A person is not included in the world of chayus. You don't go to a zoo and see animals. Lefichach, eino belosaseh. It's not included in the losaseh of not to eat. Nefesh, this week's parsha. By the way, Shmini is going to creep up on us here in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be Pesach, and boom, you're going to have Hilchos Kashrus right there. I paskin, you're allowed to do the Maariv Sedra this week. You don't have to wait till after Pesach. You're going to miss it, right? You're allowed to do it here. It's be our worst avera. Via ochel mi besar ha'adam o mechelbo. If somebody eats from besar ha'adam, bein min achai bein min ames, eino loke, no malchus. Avol aser hu ba'asei. Shariman ha'kasef shivas min echaya ve'amar ben zos chay shetachlo ha'koshu chutz mihem lo sochlu. This chay you should eat. And adam's not that. V'lavala mechal asei asei. So it's an Isser Asay, that is the Shita of the Rambam. After Misa, you have an Isser Hanam and Ames. That's a separate issue. But in terms of per se kashrus, it's an Isser Asay. And the Ravid can't fathom it. Amar Avram v'yim kein lama amru, bidamo, shafilu mitzvahs proshenbo. If it's an Isser Asay, so why is there not even a mitzvahs prisha when it comes to the dam? Dam is better than the basar. Dam is always worse than basar. So that's the Ravid's problem with the Rambam, and all the Achronim talk about this Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Beautiful. So we continue. That is relating to, right, other Rishonim say it is Mutter. It's Mutter Daraisa. Totally. The Ramban, all the Chachmei Sfar, say it's Mutter Daraisa, except just from a live human. Right, from obviously it's something that is despicable, but let's say it's L'may Nafkamina Rachmana L'Islan. You hear of all the stories during the Holocaust or during others when there's an issue of eating treif meat or human meat. What do you do? Is it better to violate the Isra? And you have to have this the other Rav Ashri or others where athletes have to shilas. Right? If somebody is it better to violate the Isra Hanam and Ames if somebody could stomach it versus treif, right? Which is where treif lechore is worse. Right? Because it's a daraisa with malchus, but we should never know of these shilas. Okay. Says the Gemara in the third line. Some learn that this idea of Rav Sheshes, this last statement of Rav Sheshes, where Rav Sheshes said, there's no even mitzvahs prosh, said it after the following discussion. You might think that drinking human milk, one would violate an iser v'dinhu uma behema temeya shehi kalta b'maga'a hechmarta b'chelba. You might think by a non-kosher animal where you are mako by its maga. What does that mean? Mako by its maga? Mako by its maga. So, pashtus, you might have said, similar to what the Gemara says elsewhere, that an animal cannot become tame when it's alive. Only a person can. Kepakaptami, so it's makeup of mago. Rashi doesn't say that for some reason. Rashi says there's no tumaziva or nida by animals. Why does Rashi say that? Out of all the details you could have picked, tumaziva, nida, the Archlaner suggests that Rashi had a different girsa. Rashi had the girsa change the word maga'a to mayana. So the mayan, as we had earlier, the mayan has to do with the source of blood and re'ios by a woman, so maybe that's what Rashi says what he says. Either way, so we have Tamei, Behemoth Tamei, Shehei Kalta B'Mago, Hechmarta B'Chelba, and yet the milk of a non-kosher animal is not kosher, is Tamei, Malchishtayim, Shechmarta B'Mago, and in addition to Achmar B'Chelban. So surely, humans, which are more chamer in the world of Tumah, surely its milk should be Aser. Tamalamar V'Zelochem HaTamei, Zet Tamei V'in Chala Malchishtayim Tamei, Elatar. No, it's kosher, Daraisa, it is mutter. So maybe I'll say the milk is mutter, but not the dam. The dam wouldn't be mutter, because the dam is more usher than milk. No, dam is also excluded. Amar, I love Rav Sheshes. On that, if you let me just approach Ainbo. So that's the second version. Rav Sheshes had a discussion of blood relating to milk, not just the stam discussion of dam as we had earlier. Okay, period. There is a discussion, just like there is by dam, by chalav. Is there any issue of chalav kinso? The Gemara in Ksubis discusses it on Daf Samach. What if somebody has a cup of breast milk? Right? Is there any issue with obviously a baby nursing? There's no issue. But what about if you have a bottle of breast milk on a fleshic table? Is there any issue? Because sometimes you put regular chalavi milk in the bottle. So there's that's an issue. Maybe one should announce to the crowd, the baby is drinking the milk at the table, so then you know this is right. This is power of milk. It's not what you think. It's not hasam. Weiter says the Mishnah. Halev, talking about more dam issues. Halev, karo umoti es damo. The heart of an animal has more blood in it than other parts of the animal. Usually we do malicha or tzlia and we get the blood out, where with a special type of salting. But some types of the animal have a serious level of blood, and therefore you have the halakha, you have to rip it apart and take out the blood that is gathered inside. Karo umotzi es damo. Lo karo, if I didn't, in overalov, I don't violate though. I don't get the yisur daraisa of dam if I didn't do kriya. Amar abzeira amarav lo shanu ela belev of. When do you say that if you're not korea it, so then you don't violate by the blood in the heart of a bird? Hold the aimbo kizayas. Since there's no kizayas, it's so small anyway, there's no kizayas in there, you're not going to violate. Av a lev behema, the yeshbo kizayas, also the chayav alav karis. But a lev behema, no, there's blood in there, it's going to be a kizayas level of blood, and what's going to be chayav karis? I think we discussed about a week and a half ago whether the shear of dam is kizayas or revius. Isn't dam liquid? So we discussed the beautiful thought of Reb Chaim, quoted by the Grizim Maseches Nazir, where Reb Chaim said that you don't go by solid versus liquid, you go by what it says in the Torah, lo tochal or lo tishta. And the Torah, it says lo tochal dam. Lo tochal dam, so the shear is a kizayas. That's the shear. Even though, in terms of the maisa, you go by a maisa shtia. Remember that chiluk there, Reb Chaim said then. The maisa is defined by drinking, even though the object is defined by solid, by kezias. That was Reb Chaim's chiluk to put together a bunch of Rambams. So there are, the Gemara says that by a lave of a behema, it would be asur, because there is kezias there. Meisve is continuing, then we'll mention a thought. Meisve, damatchol, same toseta we had before. Damatchol, damalei, damakleis, damayberam, hari ila belosase. It says the dam of lave is losase. Dam alchishtaim, dam shkazim rambasim, asur, vein chayever love. And the dam of people and shkazim rambasim is asur, and there's no iser, there's no chiv. So, how can we say there's a losase? I thought we just said that it's mutter. So, kiktani. It takes out those next three words. Either way, in chayav on love, when it says that you're not chayav al dam delay, that's only by the dam of itself, meaning that's absorbed in the heart itself, which is parallel to all other limbs. Kika marav dasli mealma. Rav saw him in a case where blood came from elsewhere in the body and it is gathered within the heart. That's what Rav was talking about, that you are chayav if there's a kezias there. Dam, the Gemara says, 1 second. Dam delay, hayon dam ivarim. Dam delay, then, it's the same thing as dam ivarim. So what does it mean? Dam alev and dam ivarim. You mentioned them, both of them. And of the words, lo tamech. Mi lo ktani dam klayos v'ktani dam ivarim. It also has the dam of the kidneys there, and that's also an aver. Ela tani v'adr tani. So what you have to say is, it's just being specific. So achanami tani v'adr tani. So don't get so excited. It says it again, but really, when it says dam alev, it means the absorbed dam. So the Gemara says, me alma mehechi kasile. Where did it come from? Reb Zera b'shashan hashama yotza mishrav sharif. As the animal's dying, the blood is squirting out all over his body from the pressure, and therefore, that's where the dam came from. It came from elsewhere. Came from elsewhere. There's a discussion when it says the lave of the oaf ein bo kizayis. So there's the ein over love. Are you over at all? Rashi in Maseches Chulin says you do violate isra of chatzi shir. You get the Isra of Chatzi Shir because it's Chatzi Shir, so it's also right. Chatzi Shir also in the Torah. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan from the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. But there is a big discussion of the Shita of the Maharimins. The Maharimins says that the Yesh Lomar, the shiny, right, where is this quote? This is in Chuvis Maharimins Simen Tezvav, where he says, V'yesh Lomar, the shiny Chatzi Shir didam lev ha'of. Says maybe not. You read the Gemara, the one that mentioned Isra of Chatzi Shir. Right, Rashi says in the Chulin. So it's difficult, but the other Rishonim, the Gemara doesn't mention the Isra of Chatzi Shir, and the Gemara sounds like Lev Ha'of is Mutter. You don't violate. So he says, maybe the Isra of Chatzi Shir, as we know, one of the Svaris is Chazi Litz Tarufe. Why is it also Daraisa? Because it can be Mitzrayim, but another is Chatzi Shir. But maybe that's only possible where there is a possibility where it can be Mitzrayim. But where it's never going to be mitztarif, and it's impossible to be mitztarif, then there won't be an isser of chatzi shir on a daraisa level. Shiny chati shir the dam blev of. Shalom bala olam adichiyev. Lo malchus lo lekari. Shalom lo timsav a kizayis. You'll never find a kizayis in this heart of the bird. Ella iser timsav chulu. Muvur yisod. Now that Biri Adaf is talking. Muvur midvar yisod gadol. But iser shal chati shir. Shalom leitachin lavod de iser kivan shein bo shir mitchilas. So in bo iser shal chati shir. So that is the Mahari mints. Based on this, and that's what works out in the Gemara. Against that Rashi, that's what would work out in the Gemara. Based on this, there's a lot of Gachronim. Just one example, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk Lover says, let's say somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. So he says one should make the Shi'urim before Yom Kippur. Already label it as Chatzi Shir. You could add it from another cup, but at least in this cup, it already is what it is. You're not taking from something else. That's a shear making it. If it should already be labeled as a chatzi shear, and once it's labeled as a chatzi shear, and it's lo asi liday adding, you might be arguing. You might say, well, you could always add it. The dam of the lave of an oaf is not going to be added to. So this is an important issue. What happens if you eat an isser, half a shear, right at the last 30 seconds of Yom Kippur? Are you going to violate? Because there again, it's not asi l'sarufe, because you're never going to be able to be mitzarif to the shear. Either way, this is a big discussion in the Achronim, but it's based on that Mahari Mintz in Siman Tesvav. About the dam of the Lev Ha'of. We continue. Itmar. Eze Odam HaKazah Shana Shama Tuliya Bo. What is the dam HaKazah? The dam that shoots out of an animal that Shana Shama Tuliya Bo. What do you mean? We learned back in the first mission in the Perek. What is the dam in the Kares level? Remember, Kares, Isidaraisa, Mutter. The three levels of the Isidar dam. So the Mishnah said at the beginning of our Perek, Dam Shchita, Dam HaKazah Shana Shama Yotze Bo Chayav in Alav. The dam that shoots out, that leaves when the life leaves, that's what you're chayef on. So what dam is that? Itmar. Ezeo dam hakazah shana shama tuliya bo. What dam is that? If you look in Rashi, and the other Rishonim as well, Rashi here says there are four levels of blood shooting out as the animal dies. First Rashi says it's black, then it turns red, and both of those flow out somewhat slower. Shesisa below kiluach, it's not such a strong flow. And then, so it goes from black to red in a, what we would call, let's say, a trickle, right? It's not shooting out. And then it gets stronger. It's still red. Then it gets long, stronger, mekaleach. And then, so when the blood trickles again, shows his VO rate, right? And then it gets weaker. So it starts off being black, and then the last three stages are red, but it is slow, fast, slow. Those are the four stages. So which blood is the Isser Kares on? So, machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar calls matcha mekaleach. Rabbi Yochanan says it has to do kiluach. It has to be strong. Let's say stage 3. Stage 3 of what Rashi just says. Mekaleach. Rabbi Shlavish Amar mitipa hamashcheres ve'elach. No. Much larger. Does that mean including stage 1 or right at the end of stage 1, continuing? He says mitipa shahamashcheres ve'elach. Either way, it is more inclusive. Rish Lakish is more inclusive. Meisvei, Ezeo dam hakazah shana shama yotze bo. The Brisa says, what is dam hakazah shana shama? That it goes out, it calls vatshem mekaleach, as long as it is flowing out. Yotze dam hatamsis, Bereshu so says, excluding dam hatamsis, which is the afterlife blood, because that trickles out. So my love, what's included in the mekaleach? Afilu rishon va'achron, dishosesu, kedam tamsis dummy, tshiyofta the Reish Lakish. Isn't this excluding all of the stages that Reish Lakish includes? Lo, lemute dama mashkir. No, it's only excluding stage 1. Aval dam rishon va'achron. Aval gav du'ushos isana dama nefesh. No, Reish Lakish would say that all the later stages are included. Meisvei. So we just answered the question of Reish Lakish because we said knocked out our diuk. The problem is, in the following, Bryce, it says a beferish. Ezehu dam, the sheet that changes it. Dam ha-nefesh, kolzvan shemekaleach. Yatza rishon va'achron reishu shoseis. So you have to the Reish Lakish. There, the Bryce itself says it. It includes more than one stage. So it's excluding Kashan Reish Lakish. So I'm a lechatanoi. He is really a machlokas tanoi. I'm the Tanya. Ezeo dam ha-nefesh, kolzvan shemekaleach. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Shimon Omer, mitiba ha-mashcheres ve'elech. Good. Tana divrei Rabbi Yishmael. V'dam chalolam yishteh. The pasuk in the Nevuah of Bilam. Harasha, the dam chalal mishta. So it's a nevuah about Am Yisrael that's going to drink the blood of their enemies. But pashtus is talking about an animal a predator that is drinking the blood of its prey. The dam chalalim. But what does it say? The dam. What is it called? Dam after the chalalim, after the person, the animal's dead. Dam chalalim yishta. Pra l'dam kiluach sheino machshir es hazroim. This is not talking about the isra of dam anymore. Now we're talking about the halacha of hechshel kabatuma. came up yesterday. The seven liquids that one needs in order to make a fruit or vegetable wet, or any type of food, to be mashal l'kabel tumma. So dam is one of them. Yad shachat dam. So which dam? So excluding dam that comes out as the animal dies. That's not machshir's ram, because this pasuk seems to say only dam after the animal's dead. That is a statement of Tana Dever Bishmal. So he would say it's one of the later stages. Either way, it's not a kasha, because you already had a machlokas tanoim. So whatever sheet that you find, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, would be okay. Tosfos has an important ha'ara here, and that is, if you look in the top Tosfos, Pirush Rashi, as I just explained, Dam Chalalim Shekfar Nischalala, Klomar Shekfar Mesa Mikodem Lachain, Machshir, died earlier. And if you look in other Gemaras, like in Chulin, it's the opposite. As it goes out, so the Tosfos suggests, maybe there's a difference in the definition of Dam by people and by animals. By people, it gets the status of Dam after the person's dead. Masheki, by animals, it's as the animal dies. Might be a difference in the shame dam between people and animals. Again, there might be lumdus there too, but not for now. Viter. If somebody is make his dam, bloodlets for an animal, v'kibol dam b'shnei kosos, mahu, and he catches the blood in two receptacles. So, al ha'rishon d'rei kol chayev. The first cup that caught the original blood, that's chayev, because that's the lifeblood. Al ha'acharon mi mechayev alo. What about the second one? So Amar Leif, Plugdur, Biyachim Rish Lakish, it would be a machlokas. The Itmar, Hikis Dam Lebehema, Vekibo Dom Vishay Kosas, Rish Lakish Amar Chayev, Shtei Chatos, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yinachayev Alachad Azachas, Machlokas, Rish Lakish would say two Chatos, Rabbi Yochanan would say one. Two Chatos, why two Chatos? Stosa says it must be B'Shtei Halemos. Must be two time frame. If you ate at the same time frame, so then it would be one. Problem is the Rambam. The Rambam quotes, if you drink it in one Halem, you're Chayev one. So the Achronim says, he passing like Reish Lakish? He was passing like Rabbi Yochanan. And is he understanding the Gemara as one Helam? So the Lecha Mishnah there discusses how you could have the Machlokas, even by one Helam, and still be Chayiv two. Maybe it's two types of blood, so you'd be Chayiv two for that, even in one Helam. Okay, either way, it's important. Am Rabbi Lazar, Viter. Mode Rabbi Yehuda Lini Kaparish, and Amar Ki Adam Ubenevish Chaper. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv kares for dam tamsis, which is machlokas tanaim, but still regarding kapara, what you would use on the mizbeach, he agrees to the more limited which type of blood is used. Ki adamu benefesh yechaper, dam shanefesh yotzebo mechaper, she'ina nefesh yotzebo ina mechaper. So the isra of achilas dam is more inclusive than the dam used for zrikas hadam. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak afanana mitanina. We also learned it in a brisa. Ditanya dam atam alomar kol dam. What does it mean kol dam in terms of the isra of dam? Ki lefichin erak ki adamu benefesh yechaper. Since it says the dam hanefesh is used for kapara on the mizbeach, inli el adam kachim shanefesh yotzebo kshu mechaper. That's only, I would have known that it's only usher to drink dam kanshim, that the nefesh yosebo, kshu machaper, dam chulun v'dam tamsim binayim. How do I know that it's other blood as well? Tam alomar kol dam, and stam sifra mani Rabbi Yehuda hi. So you know that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This has to do with the Ramban. The Ramban we mentioned yesterday. The Ramban says part of the isra of achilas dam is that it should be used for zrikas hadam. And you're using it to drink, so that's part of the isra of achilas dam. So this havamina here helps that out. That you might have thought that the only Yisra of Achilas Dam is only by Dam that you could have used for Zrikas Adam. So that's an amazing Hav, Amina. Viter, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv al Safik Mi'ilash and Tali. Back to the context of our Masechta. We know that you bring an Ashem Talui any time that if you would do it for sure, you're Chayiv Achatas. If you do it by, if you did it maybe, Safik, then you'd bring an Ashem Talui. Fine. What about, though, there are two other cases. Do you bring an Asham Tali? If, had you done it for sure, you'd bring an Asham? And had you done it for sure, you'd bring an Ola V'Yorid? That's not sure. Everybody agrees you bring an Asham Tali, Besafik, if you did a Chatas, for sure. But what about the other two? Asham and Ola, and Chatas Ola V'Yorid. So first, the Mishnah is about Asham. Rabbi Akiva says, yes. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev al Savig Mi'ila Asham Tali. You'll bring Mi'ila, you have an Asham, if you did Mi'ila for sure. Asham Mi'ilos. So Rabbi Akiva says, you bring an Asham Tali if you did it B'Safik. The Chacham and Potter, the Chacham say no, Potter. Chacham say no, and Asham Tali is only where it parallels with a Chatas, not with an Asham. Umoder, Rabbi Akiva though admits, you know, maybe it's Mi'ila, so she's Vadalo. But Rabbi Akiva says, you don't pay. Mi'ila, we know you have to pay also, the Karen, the Chomesh, and the Karban. You don't pay right away. You only pay with Hashem Vadai, not with Hashem Talis. We'll get back to that. I'm Rabbi Tarfin. Why do you do this? Rabbi Tarfin says. Ella, Rabbi Tarfin says, you know what? just bring one carbon and make a tanai. Ela maybe me'ila v'chomsho v'yavi asher b'shnei slaim. Bring the me'ila and its chomesh and bring with it v'yavi asham b'shnei slaim and bring an asher that's worth two slaim v'yomar. Im vade ma'alti zu me'ila si v'zu ashami. If I was vade ma'al, this is exactly what I'm supposed to bring, a regular asham. V'im savik ma'alti amos adav. And if not, my money is an adava v'asham tali and my asham is a tali. Shemi minshu, maybe al hoda, maybe al lohoda. Because you bring the same carbon on asham tali and the other ashamos. So therefore, just bring one carbon. Am Rabbi Akiva, nirin devar v'mila ma'uta. Fine, I'll agree with you if it's me'ila me'uta, meaning it's only a couple of cents. You violated me'ila a little. Harisha yavo liyado saving me'ila b'me'a mana. Lo yafalo sheyavi asham b'shtei slime. V'lo yavi b'saving me'ila b'me'a mana. So it says Rabbi Akiva, but if it's a huge me'ila, if it's a lot of me'ila, so then I would say the guy would rather bring an asham for two slime and not pay right away. He doesn't want to have this mishum safek. So Moder, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarva, Me'ila Me'uta, and he agrees by Me'ila Me'uta. Good. There is a very important, again, we don't have time to go into it so much in depth, but there's a very important thought of the Kuntras HaSveikas. The Kuntras HaSveikas notes, it's a general thought, but it applies here. The brother of the Ksos. The Kuntras HaSveikas says, why do we ever have the principle of Amosim Mechaber Lov Araya? We know it's the principle by Safik Mamon. It's always say Amosim Mechaber Lov Araya. Isn't it Safik Gezel? And if it's Safik Gezel, it's Safik Isser. So you should have to pay. That's the Kuntras HaSveikas Bam Kasha. So how do we ever say the principle of Amos Mechaber Lov Araya? If it's Safik Gezel, you should always have to pay because it's Safik Isser. Says the Kuntras HaSveikas, once, what is called Safik Gezel in Halacha? Once the Torah says you don't have to pay, there's no more Safik Gezel. That's the Chiddush. Stealing only means you vadei stole. The second that the Beis Din tells you don't have to pay, there's no longer Safik Gezel. Say the Achronim, you know where you might get that from? Right here, our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, what does Rabbi Kiva say? You have to give the carbon me'ila, but the suffix, the money, you don't have to pay. What do you mean the suffix you don't have to pay? What do you mean? Maybe it's from the Beis HaMikdash, suffix me'ila. The answer is, once Beis Din says suffix is putter, then the whole suffix dissipates. There's no longer suffix, it's vadai putter. That's the important hour of the Kuntras HaSveikas that's quoted here relating to our Mishnah. Vayter Tana Rabbanan. This whole Amid just talks about the drushes relating to the machlokas. V'im nefesh, l'chayev al safik me'ila. Rabbi Akiva has a drusha. So say v'im nefesh, that's the beginning of the Asham Talui pasuk. So it's to be m'chayev al safik me'ilos, Asham Talui, divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chacham impotum, v'cham zei pater. No, Asham Talui is only brought on a chatas vaday. Lema b'hakem eflegi. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Akiva sarvala made them elyon mitachton. Rabbi Akiva says, you compare the two. Asham me'ilos and Asham Talui are right next to each other. And therefore, heckish, you compare them. You bring an Asham Talui even for an for Me'ila. For Rabbanan Sarvei, Ein Lameidim Ela Mitachton. You don't. Is that the Machlokas? Amar Rav Papa. No, to Kuliyam Lameidim Ela Mitachton. Maybe you would compare El Yom Mitachton. Why? Dim Kain, Safon Beben Kakal, Amish Kachazlu. Because after all, if you look in Perak Aleph of Vayikra, it never says that you have to Shech the Ben Pakar Ola Tzfon HaMizbeach. You know that from El Yom Vitachton, from the heckish. So therefore, everybody has to agree to that. So what's the machlokas about? What's the reason the Rabbanan say that you don't bring an Asham Talui for a Safik Mi'ila? De Patri, De Gamri, Mitzvos Michatas. Gzeira Shava trumps Hekish. That's the limud of the Rabbanan. Right, you learn mitzvahs michatas chela from a regular chatas. Malahal and Davar Shachayv and Azdon Akaris Hashigaz Chatas. Af. That's the gear switched around. So chatas and asham tali always go together, but not with asham me'ilos. Lafuke me'ila dein chayav nozono karis. Ditanya, as the brisa says, because by me'ila you don't get karis. He's it b'me'ila. If somebody violated me'ila b'meizin, Rabbi Omer b'misa. Rabbi says misa b'dei shamayim. V'chacham omrim ba'asara. Semicolon. So that's the suggested machlokas right here, that Xavier Shava, according to the Rabbanim, would beat the Hekish. For Rabbi Akiva Savar, what does Rabbi Akiva do? Ki alfinan, mitzvahs, michatas chela, v'achiyud alfinan. You learn Xavier Shava, but not for what you want to learn it to. Malahalan b'kavua afkan b'kavua. He says, you learn it to teach me, Asham Tali applies only by karbanas, which does not depend on tax bracket. La'afuke, olaviyored alo, excluding olaviyored, which Rabbi Kiva says, I'll agree, by the Olav Yoreds, by the Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Te'edus, there you don't bring an Asham Tali for those suffix. For Rabbanan Savri, no, Ein Zer Sheva L'Mechsa. You can't have a Gdir Hashem a part of the way. You learn it to exclude Asham Mi'ilos. You exclude all of Yorit too. Mechlad Rabbi Kiva Savar Yish Gdir Hashem Lamechsa. Rabbi Kiva goes halfway. So Ella, another suggestion. Dukuli Alma Ing Gdir Hashem Lamechsa. Really, everybody agrees there's no Gdir Hashem Lamechsa. Right? Because, as we know, Gdir Hashem, you get from a Mesorah, from your Rebbe, you can't go halfway. Ella Hainu Taima, the Rabbi Akiva, this is the Rabbi Kiva Svara. Da Amakra, Vi'im Nefesh, Vav, most of all, Inyan Arishon, V'yuman Elyon Mitachton. It's not just a Stam Hekesh Elyon Mitachton, it's with a Vav. The connector Vav that says that you have to learn it, Asham Mi'ilos, Asham Tali gets, Asham Mi'ila gets an Asham Tali. V'Rabbanan Savri, Tachtonu Degarim Elyon, La Asham Bekesav Shkolem. No, you only learn that, the Rabbanan would say, to teach me how much it's worth, not to teach me all the way. Rabbi Kiva Savar Einechash Lamechsa. Mechla the Rabbanan Savar Yekechash Lamechsa. What the Rabbanan, now we're asking the Kash on the other Shita. The Rabbanan say, you compare it in terms of how much the Asham should be worth, but not that you should be Chayiv an Asham Tali for Mi'ila. So now the Rabbanan say, Yekechash Lamechsa. Vakayim Alam Deinechash Lamechsa. But that can't work. So the Gemara said, no, the Kuli Alma Einechash Lamechsa. Everybody agrees to that. Vakayim Ahaytaim the Rabbanan to Gemiri Mitzvahs to Afgei Me'akesha. No, it's just that the Gzera Shava trumps the Hekish, at least partially. Rabbi Kiva, Asham, Bekesef Shkalim, Nafgale Mivzos Tarasa Asham, Tarachas Chol Ashamos. Rabbi Kiva says, that Pasuk, Zos Tarasa Asham, includes all Ashamos. La Asham, the Bekesef Shkalim, includes all Ashamos, even Asham Talui. Verabanan, Avagad Chsiv Zos Tarasa Asham, even though it says that, Itzrech Lemichta, Vim Nefesh, Vavmosav, Alin Yerisham, Yemotachle Me'elyon. It still has to say that you can't learn all halachas of Asham from Zos Tarasa Asham. De'i, mi Zos Tarasa Asham, if you only add that pasuk to say all Ashamos are similar, I still might not have included Asham Tali. Hava Amina, ki Amina Torachas of all Ashamos, Hani Mila Bishar Ashamos Vadoin. Aval Asham Talui, Kivan Dal Safik Chaylev Kaasi, Emelo Yesveko Chamami Vado. Maybe I would have compared 4 out of 5 Ashamos, but how can you say an Asham Tali is going to be worth more than the Chatas? Ma Vado Chatas Badanka, Sveko Asham Badanka. I would have said Asham should be worth less. Ahachi, Kazav Rachmana, Vim, Nefesh, Vav Mosif, Al Inyan Harishon. That's why I would have said the Vav is Mosif. And that's why, again, this is a lumdish discussion, which we don't have time for. We got to finish in 30 seconds. The connection between Asham Talui and the other Ashamos. It's an Asham, it has the same Avodos, but it's Brawl Al Safik. And it's worth a lot more. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachas that you have to be more worried about your Suffolk Averis than your Vadi Averis. If I know I did something wrong, I'm going to do tshuva for it. If I'm not sure, I'm going to rationalize. I didn't really do it. That's why the Asham Tali is worth more. So Gemara ends off. Ha nicha back to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Ha nicha laman did darish zos tarasa asham. I can compare all the ashamos according to the one who darshens that. Ava laman lo darish zos tarasa asham. Ikel amemer, what did I use that for? Yalef me'erkecha be'erkecha me'asham me'ila. You compare it be'erkecha. Asham shivcha charufa lo kasaba be'erkecha. Yofinim be'el el. You learn it from the next Irishava. Last line. Mod Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva though admits that even though you bring an asham talui for me'ila, you don't pay. V'im safik ma'kamer. What do you mean? V'im safik. We're talking about Asham Talus. So Amar Rava Tnei im besveka omein. If he still is besafik, la'olam yehei Asham Tali, the Asham Tali chiyev stays. And last line, Shashamin shemi min shehevi alhoda mevio al shalohoda. Rabbi Yitarfin says you can bring it al tnai. Sof ki misyadele baylasu yashem vade. But what do you mean? He's going to bring it Asham vade later on. So Amar Rava, no. Midirish dam nilmo. You know what you see from here? You don't have to bring another Asham later because it's the same karbon. You learn from here, Asham Vade lo bo yediyah lechadchila. By an Asham, you don't require to know Vade that you brought the Aveira before you did it. Unlike Achatas. Again, there's a lot of lumdas here, but we have the shortened version, Chalamoid. Beth Hashem, we will continue on Monday. Again, Sunday, Av Simcha, I'm not going to be around. So Monday, we'll get back to our regular schedule. Next week, everybody should have a Moadim L'Simcha and a Chag Sameach, and we'll stop here.